Good morning. We're considering Chayyot and Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning the Malacha of Zareya. So that's the start from the beginning again. Kavanas Zareya LaHatzmiach. The purpose of planting is that the plant should grow. Chayin called Darbusha Kavanas LaHatzmiach. Who told the Zareya B'chayev? So obviously the Av is taking a seed and putting it to the ground. But even once the seed is there, anything which is doing the process of helping the plant grow is all part of the process of the Zareya. It's a told of the Malach of Zareya, and it's going to be Chayiv. I feel in Kabbalah Lakach, even if the person does not intend for the purpose of making something grow, but if it helps make something grow, that's going to go into the issue of Tavashani Miskab, and a person is doing a Malach without intent. For example, Kagana Shabbach Maim Agab Israyim, person washes, pours water onto a place where seeds are planted. So by pouring water, he's helping the seeds grow. Kavanasa rak lital yodav, but his intent is not to water the grass, water the seed. His intent is to wash his hands. So a person is washing their hands near their sukkah, and the water goes onto the ground where there is vegetation, there's grass, and by watering the grass, he's helping the grass grow. So that's a problem. If it's kimen to hupsik reisha, the bevara yitzmiach. Watering helps the plants grow. So even though that's not his intent, since darbar shani miskaben, but it's hupsik reisha, that it's going to have that benefit. And therefore, it's going to be a problem of Darbar Shani Miskaven is mutter, but the psik reisha, if it's definitely going to happen, is also Blachain, imu begin a shaloi, if it's in his property, the nichalei, which he likes the fact that his vegetation is growing, so then the lach would be not only is it also, but it's chayiv. Darbar Shani Miskaven, we saw before in Klal Tes, Rav Shimon Shita is Darbar Shani Miskaven is mutter. When it's a psik reisha, Rav Shimon is mutter. So is Rav Shimon mutter that it's chayiv, or Rav Shimon is only mutter that it's usur? So the Mor says that mutter Rav Shimon that he's chayiv. The psik reisha is chayiv. However, at least regards to Shabbos, we will differentiate between psik reisha, which is nichalei, which is beneficial to the person, to psik reisha, which the person doesn't care. It's referred to in Allah as psik reisha delo nichalei. The person doesn't necessarily want it. So, in his own property where he wants it to grow, the Gemara says it's psik reisha to nichalei. So, Rav Shimon would be more that the person is chayev. Begin a shachavera if it's somebody else's property. He doesn't mind. He doesn't care. He doesn't have negative intent. He doesn't want it he would prefer it doesn't happen. He doesn't care. He doesn't have an interest that it should happen or that it shouldn't happen. That's called segregation. He doesn't care. So the halacha is that it's not chayiv on Shabbos. But akapadim usur k'mavur le'al b'klal tes. Segregation is going to be usur. Even if segregation lo nichalei is going to be usur. So, regards to whether one could do it, one cannot do it. The person cannot wash his hands in a place where he's going to be causing vegetation to grow. So it would be preferable not to eat in a gino if there are be serving drinks, which we normally are during a meal. Because this is what happens. A person ends up spilling some water or spilling something onto the grass. So the Chayyadim recommends on Shabbos that the person should not be having a meal. So a person has an enclosed area, there's no problem with caring, their backyard, and they want to go outside and eat a snack. So that's fine. but having a whole meal there together with, which comes together with drinks, etc., he recommends not doing that. The person has an area which is covered with stones, so there's no vegetation there. So even if something spills, it's spilling onto an area which is not roi for zriya. That's not a problem. Even if the spill is large and the water will eventually roll off and go onto the grass, but that's not where he poured it. But in the case of a person is eating an area which is a grassy area, a person should stay away from that. He deals with a second concern as well. We'll do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.